are listening to the Sound in Faith podcast, coming to you from Faith Baptist Fellowship in beautiful Sioux Falls, South Dakota. My name is Pastor Thomas Lawson.
And I'm Pastor Mike Johnson.
And our aim is to encourage the saints of our church, Faith Baptist, to believe sound doctrine and to live lives that adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That wear it like a coat.
Wear it like a coat, yeah, yes, the adorn the gospel. Pastor Mike, I'm really excited.
Yeah, me
too. We got a great program today. And if you're listening in, I think you're in for a great treat here. So let me give the context. Right now, going on for our district is our annual Cultivate conference.
Yeah, lots of pastors from the region have gathered at Faith Baptist Fellowship. Some people from Faith are volunteering and helping and serving for this to happen, and there's speakers who are here, and we're having a great time.
So
far, we've had a couple of sessions. You've led some worship.
Yeah.
We've had a business meeting, and a lot got accomplished. Steve Crier became our new career.
Yeah, career.
Career. Steve Crier became our new district president.
It's his new career.
It's his new career.
It's his new career, Steve Crier.
I hope you're listening, Steve. We love you.
Yeah, we love you, Steve, and we hope this does get some traction. Because I would venture to say the guests at our conference who have come the furthest are here from Odessa, Ukraine.
Yeah, I believe they traveled the furthest. How long did it take you to get here, brother?
It's about 32 hours.
32. Yeah, 32 hours. Yes, we are very blessed this morning to be speaking with Alexander Dimov. He is the regional senior pastor for the Baptist Union in the Odessa region of Ukraine. And actually, just about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I was on my sabbatical, and part of that sabbatical was getting to visit Moldova and Ukraine. I got to meet this brother and spend some time with him. We also have another guest here in the studio. He's not actually on the program today, but
Pastor, he's recording us.
He's recording us right now, taking pictures, Pastor Vladimir Pomaskov.
And also from Odessa,
and these two dear brothers are here with us on the conference, and they're going to be sharing about their ministry tonight about Ukraine and how God's working there. But Pastor Dimov was so gracious to join us on the program this week to share a little bit about the ministry that is going on there.
If you're watching online, then you know that that Pastor Dimov has a traditional shirt. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? That's the traditional way that some people dress in Ukraine?
Yes, sure. It's our traditional shirt.
Yeah, that's great. It's great.
Yeah,
Ukrainian.
If you're listening online, if you're listening, via the podcast drop, you should go on YouTube and check us out. You'll see his shirt.
And hopefully, maybe next time I go to Ukraine, Lord willing, I would like to get one of those shirts.
Yeah.
It's just so very nice. We're so thankful. So we'll begin. Pastor Alexander, please tell us a little bit about yourself, and I think most importantly, when did you become a believer?
I was born and raised in a small district center in Ukraine, in the Odessa region. I got married in 1992 to a wonderful girl named Natalia. A few years later, at my mother's invitation, my wife and I visited a Baptist church and began reading the Bible. From the first days of reading the New Testament, we came to realize that we were sinners and needed God's forgiveness. In 1996, during the service, I came forward and repented of my sins, and 2 weeks later, my wife repented. After a while, in 1996, we were baptized. And today, I am a happy husband of one wife and father of one long-awaited daughter.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and I was blessed when I was there in August. I was very thankful to meet your wife and your daughter. They came by, and I got to meet them. So thank you so much for sharing that. Isn't it wonderful to hear how God works all around the world?
It's marvelous.
It is. He works all around the world. He is saving people from every nation, tribe, language, and tongue, and we rejoice in that.
Every week, a certain young lady in our church, whom you know very well, writes on her faith card, please pray for Ukraine.
Mm.
And so our staff, we get together on Tuesdays, and we would pray anyway for Ukraine, but we take that request very seriously, and we spend time every week, pretty much every week. She's very faithful to ask us to do this. We pray for you, brother, I mean, in general, and we pray for the church in Ukraine. We pray for the, of course, for the war to end and things like that.
Thank you for it, because it's very important for us. Thank you.
Can I just say that that special young lady is my daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. And so we talk about it. We pray also every night at our home when we do our family Bible reading time after our evening meal. We pray for peace, and we pray for God's work to be done in the midst of this right now going on. And in just a few moments, Pastor Alexander is going to tell us a little bit more about how God is working in the church, even while this war is going on. I would love it if you would share just a word about when you became a pastor and what your work is now as the regional senior pastor of the Odessa region.
I was called to the pastoral ministry in 1997, and since then I have served in one church in the village of Ivanivka. Since 2018, I have been serving in the Odessa Regional Association of Evangelical Christian Baptist Churches as a senior pastor. My responsibilities include supporting the pastors of the region's churches in their ministry and helping them train a new generation of ministers. Together with the team, we are developing various areas of ministry in the region's churches, such as organizing new churches, missionary work, family and social ministry, women's ministry, chaplaincy, and others.
Wow.
That's amazing.
How many churches are in the Odessa region in your association?
We have 150 churches and church groups in our association.
So you're probably traveling almost every Sunday to a different church to visit with brothers and sisters in different congregations.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, wow.
So your title of the regional senior pastor, or
kind of like a district leader.
Yeah,
kind of like he's their Steve Greer.
Yeah, very similar to the ministry of Steve Greer, and it's a great service. If I can just say, you know, our outgoing president, Jim Capaldo, our incoming president, Steve Greer, it is a great blessing to our association of churches. We know here to have someone who is keeping us, to, you know, working together, partnering for the gospel. And so I can imagine in Ukraine, it's the same thing. Having a brother in your position who can serve in that way, support the churches, help unify the mission is a great blessing.
In one sense, I think you probably help to pastor the pastors, don't you? Like you help shepherd the pastors and encourage the pastors.
Yes.
Yeah. You're a pastor. Pastor of the pastors. Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, let's talk about what's very obvious right now, and that is the war that's been going on in Ukraine now for
2 years.
2 years, a little over 2 years. We know that there have been many challenges that the Ukrainian church has faced, the country has faced. What are some of those challenges the church in Ukraine has faced since the beginning of the war?
When Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began, millions of people were forced to flee the war. A lot of people also left our churches. These were active people involved in church service, and it hit the churches hard. There were also problems with work because many businesses closed. Many people literally had nothing to eat. A lot of them have experienced suffering, pain, disappointment, and hopelessness. And they all desperately needed the word of comfort and hope that is found only in Jesus Christ.
Yes, absolutely.
And you probably, did you have refugees too that came your way, or did?
In our region, now we have 100,000, 160,000 refugees. Yes.
Yes. And they're coming from eastern Ukraine, where the fighting is, the majority of the fighting?
Yes, eastern Ukraine, and also from south.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kherson region also.
Yeah. One of the things that I know our outgoing regional president was very active in, Jim Capaldo, and now our incoming regional president shares that same desire, is to continue to help the churches in Ukraine. So early on, there was a move to support churches with the various physical needs that were going on, and of course, the prayer needs. And in a little bit, we'll get you to share some things that you would like to let us know about ways we can pray and things like that.
I bet a lot of our listeners don't know this, Thomas, but one of your responsibilities now, it's a new responsibility, but one of your responsibilities is going to be to help play point for our district in our thoughts about and our support for Ukraine and the Ukraine Relief Fund and those kind of things, right?
Yeah, that's a great privilege that I have, and it's going to be, I think, a small but helpful role to the district. I was asked to step into to kind of be a liaison, a facilitator, because there are many, many churches in our district that are working with other churches in Ukraine and supporting them. And so during this time where we're seeing a lot of difficulty, but at the same time, a lot of work going on, I just want to help be a facilitator in that way. Mm. And so that's a little thing that I'm stepping in for the district to help do. And I look forward to it.
Yeah.
It's near and dear to my heart, the people of Ukraine.
I just said that because I want our listeners to know that if they've got questions about Ukraine, come see Pastor Thomas. He's going to be thinking about what's going on there. He's going to be thinking about our brothers like Alexander and Vladimir and others who are serving there.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be a good resource for you.
Yeah, I just the other day, I was telling Pastor Alexander and Pastor Vladimir, the first time I visited Ukraine was in 2001, and the second time was just 5-6 weeks ago.
Mm.
And I recently just found the journal of the trip that I took in 2001, and just how at that time, God put such a love in my heart for the people of Ukraine and to see the gospel flourish there. And so to be able to serve even in some small way now just thrills me.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm very thankful for that opportunity. So, the people of Ukraine, Pastor Alexander, are facing a lot of difficulties. The churches are facing difficulties right now. How are the Christians dealing with these difficulties as they've come up?
Since the beginning of the war, our churches began praying around the clock, using every opportunity to gather together, and also have been actively involved in helping all the victims, feeding people, sheltering refugees, and providing necessary assistance to people around them, keeping on proclaiming the gospel.
Hmm. Mm. In helping people in these ways, has it changed people's perspective about Christians, people's attitudes about Christians?
Yes. People see the churches are with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this changed their minds, their thoughts, because before this, a lot of people think that church is something behind them, and they don't need church.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've seen God really at work through the suffering of his people, deepening their devotion to the Lord and their dependence upon him.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Do you feel like in Ukraine, and I know we don't have this on the outline, but maybe say just a word or two, do you feel very free to minister, free to spread the gospel. Do you get any government opposition or anything like that?
We have full freedom to preach the gospel. It was before the war. It's still the same in times of war.
Yeah. I ask that question because I know sometimes, you know, many people in the United States, we might remember the time of the Soviet Union and remember the times when the doors were closed and the gospel couldn't be preached freely. And we know that that time is past. We're in a different era and it has its own tensions. But, you know, maybe they wonder, do you have the freedom in Ukraine to just go and proclaim the gospel, or do you get opposition from that? And praise God.
We have full freedom.
Full freedom, yeah. Yes. That's wonderful to hear. So, you know, God is working even through this very difficult time in Ukraine. How have you seen God provide for the church during this time, Pastor Alexander?
We are grateful to God for not leaving us in these difficult times. The churches of Ukraine feel the support of believers from all over the world. The churches of the Heartland Baptist Association actively support church ministers and help churches support the people around them. And we are sincerely grateful to you for walking this difficult path with us. May the Lord richly reward you with his blessings. We also saw how God raised up new ministers in the churches, how he gave them wisdom and strength to serve the churches and, together with the churches, to serve the people around them. And we see that God also used ministers who went to Europe to proclaim the gospel there. About 130 churches were planted in Europe by Ukrainian believers during the war.
Wow. So both in Ukraine and in other places, even though this is a very sad situation, a very sad war, God is still doing wonderful things in through all of this. Yeah,
it's wonderful.
When I was in Russia, I saw Ukrainian missionaries serving to reach ethnic people groups in Russia, missionaries from the Church of Ukraine sent to Russia to preach the gospel.
Yes.
And now the war's on, and you know I'm sure that's very difficult, but that missionary fervor of the Ukrainian church is not, it's still there. They still love missions. They still love to see the gospel go out. They still love to preach Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. The very first time I ever visited Russia, the place where we were, there were a number of missionaries from different countries. There were American missionaries there. And I remember meeting these missionaries. And of course, I was very young. I didn't speak Russian yet. But they said, oh, this is Valentin. He's from Ukraine. This is Misha. He's from Ukraine. This is Pastor Valeri. He's from Ukraine. And they were all Ukrainian missionaries who had gone to these places to spread the gospel to people who had never heard it before. So praise God for that missionary fervor. You know, Pastor Alexander, in the book of Acts, it talks about early Christians who were persecuted, and they were divided, and they were dispersed, and wherever they went preaching the gospel. And it sounds in a little bit of a way like these Ukrainian Christians who have gone into Europe are preaching the gospel there now, wherever they go.
Yes, these hard circumstances
lead
us to spread the gospel.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
You know, the wonderful thing about that, the truth behind that, is that persecution does not quash the gospel. You know, it doesn't. And in every circumstance we read about, see from church history and see from the book of Acts, when the church is pressed and suffering comes upon the people, they spread out and they spread the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can see in that what the Lord said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against
it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it will not, the schemes of man, the evil plans of man, do not stop the gospel.
No, God's will not be thwarted.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. You know, I'm sure through all of this, and I've heard some of your stories, Pastor Alexander, you've told me a few, and you're going to share some with our group tonight, some stories about how you've seen God work and change lives during these difficult circumstances. Maybe do you have a few to share about those?
Yes. People who initially came for food began to say that they received much more than food and humanitarian aid in the church. Many of them reconciled with God and were baptized. I recall the testimony of a woman who was forced to flee the Donetsk region because her house was destroyed, totally destroyed. She found shelter and help in the church and began to read the gospel. After a while, she believed in Christ and was baptized. She said, I had to lose everything I had to find Christ. I thank God for his mercy to me because in Christ I have received everything.
That's wonderful.
Good. That's so good.
A lot of people said that they encountered Baptists all along the way of their evacuation. They were taken from Mariupol, for example, by Baptists, spent the night in a Baptist church, and then were transported to another region by Baptists. And so it was all along their journey. And these refugees said, we want to know more about you and the God you believe in.
That's amazing. Losing everything, she gained everything.
I count it all as loss for the sake of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. You know,
amen.
We still grieve over the war. We want the war to stop. But we're so thankful that God is not stopped during this time, and that the gospel continues to go forth even through this.
But yet the people suffer.
Yeah.
There's great suffering all across Ukraine, and we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. So maybe you can tell us like some ways that we can pray. Like help us here in South Dakota and wherever people are listening, Christians, to know how we can pray for our brothers and sisters who are in Ukraine.
Yes, we are thankful for your prayer support, and also ask you for pray more and more. Please pray for a just peace for Ukraine, for a seeking God and revival for the people of Ukraine, holding educational pastoral conference, training new ministers, pastors and missionaries, planting new churches in Odessa and the region, conducting health camps, and constant work with refugees, children, and people with special needs, and also service for the families of fallen soldiers.
Those are things that we can be praying for. You know, we pray for peace, and in the midst of what's going on, continuing to pray for the church that's meeting the needs of people in so many different ways, and then through that ministry, the gospel is being shared with people. New ministers are being raised up. It's so wonderful.
Just a little challenge to you listeners, like maybe when you're done with this podcast in just a few minutes, you'll just take a moment and get before the Lord and pray for the Church of Ukraine. Pray for our brothers and sisters who are suffering. Pray for the war to end. Pray for revival to continue and to break out, and even for the Church of Russia, you know, and for the gospel in that whole region. I know that that many across Russia, like in churches that I'm familiar with, in need of revival, in need of God's. Yeah, so pray, brother and sister.
Yes, please be in prayer. And we are thankful that Converge Heartland and our church, Faith Baptist, and Converge Heartland, our district, have been able to partner with churches in Ukraine during this difficult time. Pastor Alexander, are there other ways that people can help too if they want to get involved?
Yes, you can also financially support the ministry of our Association of Churches. We have many projects for ministry, and they all require funding. You can make a donation in any way convenient for you. You can come as part of a team to support our projects. We welcome you. It will be a great encouragement to us. May the name of Jesus Christ be glorified in all of this.
Amen. Amen. If you're listening, and I'll put this in the comments and in the notes of the episode, but through Converge Heartland, we also have a way to give to support the pastors. So you can go to Converge Heartland. It's all together, convergeheartland.org/donate. And then on the donation form, you can select Ukraine Relief Fund. And excuse me, all that money is going towards supporting these partner ministries in Ukraine that we've been associated with here since the beginning of the war. Pastor Alexander, is there anything else you would like to share for this episode? Thank you so much, too, for being willing to do this in English. You speak English very well, and you've done a great job. But if there's anything else you would like to share to our friends and our listeners.
Oh, I just would like to say, pray, and pray again.
Amen. Amen.
Can I ask you to, like, just share one of your favorite verses and just say it in Ukrainian or Russian, whichever you'd like.
And we know that all things lead us.
На українському.
На російському або на українському.
Ребята, in Ukrainian.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Притом ми знаємо, що все, що діється, служить нам на благо. Для тим, хто любить Бога. Притом знаємо, що любящим Бога, призваним по Його ізволенню, все содействує ко благу.
And you know this, it's Romans 8:28. Yeah. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And indeed, that is true. That is a precious truth that we hold on to as the people of God. Pastor Alexander, thank you so much for being willing to do this podcast today. It was a blessing to my heart.
Mine too.
We're so thankful. And Pastor Vladimir is here also. Спасибо, брат. Thank you that you're here. And thanks for listening to the Sound and Faith podcast. Feel free to share this. Please feel free to put the word out about what God is doing in Ukraine and ways that you can support them. And as Pastor Alexander said, pray.
Amen.
For the Sound and Faith podcast, I'm Pastor Thomas Lawson.
And I'm Pastor Mike Johnson.
And Lord willing, we'll see you Sunday.